What's going on with your money? Let's find out. Paul Nolte is Senior Wealth Advisor and Market Strategist for Murphy and Silvestre. Good morning, Paul. All right, AI, savior or destroyer of the economy? Which is it?
Yeah, we went from boom to doom relatively quickly. You know, I think it's way too early to tell because we really don't know what AI is truly capable of. How many errors are inherent in what AI is doing. We may find that we need more people in order to make AI work just to fact check and double check and make sure that things are correct. There is some element of truth to it. It's going to simplify some things. It's going to make some things easier, faster, better. But how it all plays out, I think we're way too early to assess winners and losers at this point.
We got some economic numbers recently and pretty much pointed to a strong economy. How is the Fed reading that, do you think?
That's a good question. I'll tell you probably next week after we get the PCE indicator this week. But the inflation data that we got, not too bad. If you take a look at core inflation, you take a look at the median inflation, we're still running around 2.5%, 2.75%, a little bit above what the Fed would like, but we're not seeing big jumps in the data that everybody was expecting with tariffs. The other side of the coin is the employment side, and the employment side actually still looks pretty good. So if the Fed's going to be cutting rates because they're worried about employment deteriorating, we're not yet seeing it in the numbers. So I think the only thing that the Fed can lean on at this point is inflation coming back or coming close to their target level. But my reading of the economy and the markets and what's going on right now, financial stresses are very low. We really don't see a need for the Fed to be cutting rates. So we think that they'll pass at least at this next meeting.
The good jobs news did not translate to good retail sales numbers. What do you make of that?
No, it's true, and it was December's number, so we haven't got January yet. We get that, I think, next week. You know, December was a little tougher month. We had a little bit higher inflation. We did see consumers backing away from some of our favorite areas to keep an eye on, hotels, restaurants, bars, et cetera, that really indicate how strong the consumer is. I think it may be more of a one-off. We look at wage growth and the employment numbers. The wage growth continues to be above the rate of inflation, which is good for the consumer. So we think it's a one-off. January, we're going to temper a little bit because it was so cold. So we may see another poor relative month on retail sales. But I think retail sales will pick back up again once we get into the warmer months of February and beyond.
Are many of your clients asking you about bonds these days?
Not yet. You know, this so far this year, bonds have outperformed everything. Bonds are up about 1.25% so far this year, while the S&P 500 is flat and NASDAQ is actually down. I think as they start to see statements coming out in February, then we may get some more questions about these bond things. They look pretty good. Maybe we should get more of those as we see volatility in the equity markets. But typically, when we do see that volatility and the markets declining like they are, a lot of clients do ask for, you know, safety, and it's not necessarily money market accounts. Bonds do provide that safety, especially treasuries, to the equity market.
Seems like with gas prices staying relatively low and mortgage rates declining, that kind of bodes well for the economy, doesn't it?
It should. You know, certainly the housing portion of the consumer price index has come down a little bit. Housing prices have softened a little. Interest rates haven't come down enough to really see a lot of refinancing activity, but we should see some picking up over the next 6 months or so if rates continue to decline. We are at the lowest level for yields over the last 4 or 5 months, so I think that's a positive. The fact that energy prices are down, generally food prices have ticked down a little bit, that generally is good for the overall consumer. So, again, we do like how the economy is looking at this point. Obviously, the stock market is a lot more concerned about AI than the economy at this moment.
And if you look back to past midterm election years, can we learn anything from or predict anything about where we're headed here, money-wise?
Yeah, money-wise, politically, no. Money-wise, yes. Money-wise, when we take a look at the markets during midterm election years, you tend to see softer, more volatile markets for the first half to 9 months of the year leading up to the election. Once we get through the election, we tend to see the markets do pretty well. Normally, what we see then is we now have a new Congress in place, and we start supplies gearing up for the presidential election. And then you wind up seeing a lot more money coming into the economy as the incumbents want to make the economy look good for the presidential election. So that's how things follow at this point. So it tends to be volatile between now and, say, September or so.
Paul Nolte, Murphy and Silvest, we appreciate your intelligence that is not artificial. At least I hope it's
real.
I don't think it is. glad to hear. Have a good one. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.